the one thing, and we chatted about this a little bit before we went on the air, that agencies have struggled with since they first started thinking about cloud computing is, what does the whole package cost me, not just what do I have to spend this year and how much money will I save? Talk about what you are working on to help agencies understand what they can do to clear that up.
So, Francis, we've developed a tool that helps understand the total cost of ownership as well as the return on investment behind cloud projects. It's more critical than ever before in today's financial environment. Many, many agencies today are implementing cloud and data center consolidation projects to respond to the FDCCI and the 25-point plan. But most of these projects have very limited insight into either the total cost of ownership or their return on investment in moving to the cloud. If you read any new survey of government IT managers, it will talk about how agencies are struggling to understand cloud economics and measure the payoff from cloud computing. So it's necessary to start thinking of tools that model cloud environments to understand this aspect, and we have this tool.
How do you structure it so that it is scalable no matter what size agency I'm coming from or no matter what size enterprise I'm coming from? I can plug in the information and get a reasonable response.
And that's a very good question. Our tool addresses this by considering different sizes of data centers and how they would be configured and implemented in virtualized and cloud environments. It then estimates the potential costs and savings for these different sizes and environments. It's based off of data that we've obtained from cloud vendors and leading industry research providers, as well as CSE's own extensive research. And further, we've also made the tool configurable to allow users to do what-if planning. This means, for instance, that users can select different data center sizes, cloud deployment environments, and configurations. It also means that they can select different periods for cash flow analysis that suit their own specific working environments. And we think that this helps IT executives and managers set reasonable expectations around investments they must make to set up the cloud, the potential savings they can expect, and the timeline in which these investments will be realized.
The environments part of that, I think, is the part that interests me the most, because private clouds, public clouds, and hybrid clouds have kind of become the vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry of cloud computing. And there are some other formats that are not as popular, but those are the big three. How do you structure this so that the results that people get don't always push them toward the same solution?
And Francis, the way we do that is by giving them different options to consider. So the tool offers them their total cost of ownership and return on investment calculations based on different cloud formats. So you have starting from the existing environment, is seeing how that moves into a virtualized configuration, and then finally into different types of private cloud environments as well.